following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Working 24-8, a podcast show all about the life and legacy of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Many of you know him as the man that dropped 81 points on the Toronto Raptors, or the guy that took over the Los Angeles Lakers, but there is a lot more to him than that. Kobe Bryant was a human being, someone who impacted the world, and I'm excited to share that side of him. Let's get right to it. Welcome back to the last and final episode of Working 24-8, the life and legacy of Kobe Bryant. And as I sit here recording this last episode, I guess I'd like to take a moment to thank Kobe Bryant. You might be wondering why I want to thank Kobe Bryant. It's because, let me just say that he has inspired me to continue playing basketball at this current moment, and I guess in the past as well. And what that means to the audience is, I don't know if you really remember me talking about my basketball career, my current position as a Division II college basketball player at Dominican University of California, but I've gone through a lot of ups and downs when it comes to basketball as a whole, what I've gone through mentally, physically, emotionally, when it comes to wanting to keep playing basketball. And if it wasn't for Kobe, I don't really think I would be playing right now, if you want to put it like that. So we should just get into this last episode, since it's the last one, I want to make it the best one. So let's just dive right in. So, title being Working 24-8, I've mentioned many times about Kobe Bryant having this Mamba mentality when he played basketball, both on and off the court, and that has related to my life. So I started playing basketball when I was 4.5, 5, I want to say. And when you're playing basketball as a little kid, you never really think about the future, at least as a 4.5, 5-year-old. But as you get older and older and older, you, as a basketball player, think, what is my future going to look like with basketball? So I watched Kobe as a kid, you know, those old reruns. I still watch those. I think that they should make a documentary about Kobe Bryant like they did Michael Jordan in The Last Dance. Maybe they're doing that, but I think they should and include those old reruns. But, you know, Kobe as a rookie, Kobe in his mid-career, and Kobe in his later years before he retired, he just kept working. He kept getting better. He kept showing up to the gym early before others, staying late after others left. And my dad and I always talk about, you know, be the first one there, last one to leave. It's a little harder in college, given, you know, classes and life and things you got to do before and after practice, but at least putting in extra time, that's something that my dad and I have always talked about. So as a little kid, you know, 4.5, 5 years old, didn't really mean much to me. But as I got older, of course, when life became real of me possibly being a college basketball player, I started to put that into practice. So middle school, it was there. I, you know, played in the local Boys and Girls Club League, and then started playing travel basketball, but just inside the county. And then as I started to get into high school and things got really, really serious, that's when I started to play competitive AAU club basketball. And so I can't really tell you the exact amount of hours that I've put into the game of basketball, but it is quite a few. And I don't know if you've listened to Ariana Hatfield's Ball Is Life, the 21-hour burnout podcast series that's also on Penguin Radio. If you haven't, you definitely should. But it talks about, you know, the 21-hour burnout, and that talks about mental health, emotional health, physical health when it comes to a sport that you play or a hobby that you take part in. Basically, it relates to your life, and that's something that I've gone through, you know, many times throughout my entire basketball career. I have wanted to quit, specifically college basketball. I've shared this with quite a few people, my journey of, you know, how I played Division I basketball at Weber State University and went through a lot of different things while I was playing there in Utah. Ended up transferring to a high-ranked Division II team in Southern California called Azusa Pacific University. Differences with the coach and team dynamic didn't really work out for me there, and so I transferred a second time to Dominican. And in those different time periods, at some point I questioned if I wanted to continue playing basketball. And like I said, a lot of the times I wanted to quit. Why? Well, when things don't really work out for you or go your way, it's very easy to think that you want to quit or stop playing or just not give 100% effort, go hard 24/7, or in this case 24/8, if you want to relate back to my entire series. But it's true for me. I've wanted to quit recently more than I've wanted to play. And I always think back to Kobe and when things didn't go his way, or in that 10-year drought period, the Lakers weren't winning barely any games or didn't make postseason or the playoffs. I'm sure Kobe was thinking the same thing. You know, I, you know, want to get traded to a different team, or is it time to hang it up? No, he kept going, especially after he tore his Achilles and after he fractured his knee. There are so many instances where Kobe was, you know, things weren't going his way and he could easily quit. Now, I haven't really experienced the injuries or any to the extent of what Kobe went through, but I've definitely wanted to quit. And quitting is the easy way out. If I'm being honest, I've wanted to quit this podcast series many, many times when things got hard or I couldn't, you know, I had trouble finding time to record the episode or continue the class. I could have easily dropped the class or stopped trying in the class and just got a bad grade and been fine and fine with it, but Kobe wouldn't have done that. And I'm not saying I'm looking to Kobe as, you know, this idolized figure or what would Kobe do or anything like that, but this podcast series is dedicated to Kobe, and I could relate a lot to my life of what would Kobe do, especially because he is who I guess want to emulate as a basketball player. And you know, working hard is something that you have to be willing to do and want to do. You can't really teach hard work and or effort. That's something my coach at Dominican stresses, that you can't teach attitude, effort, hard work. It just, you got to do it. And if you do it, then that's great. But if you don't do it, then it's not going to pay off and it's not going to benefit your teammates, your team success. It's just not going to benefit anybody. So I guess if you want to play it all back to Kobe and how I base all my decisions when it comes to basketball, life, school, anything, and Kobe, sure, go ahead. But I honestly don't really know where I'm going with this, but Kobe never gave up and Kobe never quit. So I can't really sit well with myself if I just give up, if I just quit, if I, you know, don't feel like practicing one day or if I feel burnt out and just over basketball, over school, over what's going on in my life, and just quit and give up, that's not really the best route to take. So you gotta work 24/8 in life and everything, because you're gonna go through obstacles, bumps in the road, different things like that. But if you quit, then you just give in to what others want you to do. A lot of people wanted Kobe to fail. A lot of people honestly want me to fail. And good, bad, or indifferent, gotta live with it and not let those other people affect or have a say in what I do. Because if I did that, then I would just fold to the world or fold to what other people are saying or doing or let other people affect my life. And I can't do that, because that's definitely not what Kobe did. It's definitely not the mindset you want to have. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, it's going to be difficult in life and anything that you do. But if you work at it 100%, work 24/8, then you'll be successful in life. And Kobe was successful. And yes, he went through many bumps in the road. I've shared, you know, with his marriage, with his family, with being injured, with the success and failure his team was having. All of that, I've shared that Kobe never gave up, and he always had that mom mentality. When things weren't going his way, he always rose above. And that's simply what I'm gonna do. I might not be playing as much as I want, not be in the position in life that I want to be in, but so what? Kobe wouldn't cry about it. Kobe wouldn't just sit around, you know, simping or being in his feelings or being self-pity, quite frankly, of everything going wrong or not going his way. He would get up, go to work, which would be basketball, work hard, and try and be the best person that he could possibly be. And I hope in this podcast series you've learned something about what working 24/8 means. That's why I gave the podcast series the title, and because I love Kobe Bryant. I think he's an excellent example as someone who just shocked the world in all areas of his life, off the court, and his support and with women's basketball, women's sports, how good of a father he was, husband he was, even in all the bumps and bruises that came with that. On the court, as a teammate, as a leader, as someone who is successful in winning MVP awards, leading his team to championships, and when he retired and wasn't a basketball player anymore, he still was that leader. He still was that champion. And I think that if you take my words, or you don't even have to take my advice, you don't have to take my words or my word for it. You don't have to do anything that I'm telling you, but if you have a good attitude, if you work hard, if you show up to whatever you do and give your best effort, then you will succeed. You will be a champion, because everything in life happens for a reason, and everything that you go through and all the obstacles and bumps in the road that you will encounter in life, you have the choice of what to do and how to overcome those things. And every life experience you will ever go through, you can take as a lesson, or you can just fold to what others are saying or what others want you to do. It's your choice at the end of the day. And you just gotta work. You gotta work 24/8. And I think that is something that I'm continuing to learn and continuing to try and do. I'm not going to be perfect, and I'm not going to succeed every day, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try my hardest, no matter how annoying and frustrating it can get. I'm going to keep working. And I thank Kobe for being that inspiration to me, to others, and to the world, because without him, there wouldn't be this podcast series, and there wouldn't be this podcast episode. So I guess my last words for this podcast series, for this episode, would be, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, and don't listen to what anyone else has to say or do or think about what you're doing. Just do it and work 24/8 and you'll be successful and you'll be a champion just like Kobe was, is, and will forever be in my mind. And if you want to be honest, in the world's mind. So thank you for tuning in to this podcast series. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I hope that you learned something. And I hope that if you didn't know who Kobe Bryant is or was, whatever you want to call it, I hope you now know and why he's an inspiration to me and to the world. So thanks for tuning in. And I hope to see you on the flip side. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening, and always remember to keep that Mamba mentality. Peace, love, and Mamba out.